Hey everybody, it is your pal Vinny, and I want to remind you that this episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast is brought to you by our friends at Iron Smoke Whiskey. Available in two amazing flavors, regular Get You Drunk Whiskey and Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey. Get it now at any liquor store in town, or if you're coming to a show at the Carlson, we have special signature cocktails. You can order them right from your servers at your table while you enjoy a show. Also, our good friends over at Sapori Cafe and Catering. Oh my God, is the food amazing. You can have lunch there at the Powers Building or breakfast. They're also available at the Tennis Club of Rochester. And you know what, folks? If you're smart enough, you'll hire them to do the catering at your special event. Trust me, it's amazing. At Sapori Rochester, check them out. Delish. And Three Heads Brewing. Oh my God, they have big things going on right now, so make sure you go to threeheadsbrewing.com to find out about the great upcoming concerts that they have live at their brew house. And not to mention, it's almost Oktoberfest, and the brand new Rocktober beer is out right now on tap. You can get that and Wegmans as well. And our newest sponsor, the good folks at Bad Drip. That's right. Rochester's premium e-liquids, made right here in town, distributed worldwide, available in all local smoke shops, baddriplabs.com. And make sure you follow them on Instagram at Bad Drip. And enjoy the show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very special stripped-down edition of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. This is very cool. This is something we've never done before. It is Friday night. It is currently about 9:37, and we are about 20 minutes away from the next show with Colin Quinn here at the club. And this show is about promoting comedy at the Carlson and talking to great comedians and learning about a little bit about them and what makes them tick. But they have amazing headliners, but it's not just headliners. We have some of the best feature acts in the country coming through to work with them. Shows from start to finish are amazing. And we have one of those performers here with us today, originally from Rochester, now by way of Virginia. Chris Allen's here.
Hey, what's up, Vinny?
Hey, Chris. How you been, man?
Doing well. Glad to be here. Great club.
You like it so far?
Oh, dude, this is probably one of the best clubs I've ever worked. It's a beautiful club.
Isn't it wild? It's in your hometown?
It is. I'm glad to be here. I remember they had Comics Cafe back in the day, but I wasn't old enough to get in before I moved out. People seem to like this, but this right here, man, this is what comedy is all about, man. If you live in the city, you got to come down to Comedy at the Carlson. Come down. It's a great venue.
I would be amiss to not mention the other gentleman joining us in the room. Chris, the headliner, decided to come in with us. It's Colin Quinn.
Hey,
Colin.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you for coming. He's on his phone. He's not paying attention.
Colin, I want you to sit and enjoy yourself. You don't need to chime in if you don't want to. Just relax. You're away from all the crowds. You can just hang out back here. I'll interview Chris. If you have any questions, feel free to.
I will. I'll throw my two cents in.
Great.
Just raise your hand before you ask questions. I don't want you to interrupt.
Yeah, we don't want to confuse Chris.
not to ruin the flow, fellas.
Thank you, sir. Beautiful. Appreciate it.
Beautiful. Long damn time.
Chris Allen, how old a guy are you?
Ooh, 37.
37.
I am ancient in industry years. Right, Colin?
Layoff.
All right.
I feel like I'm 35, so that makes me almost dead as well. But you're originally from Rochester.
Born and raised, yep, east side, Jewel Street. My parents still live there. Probably shouldn't have done that, but I don't think any listeners are going to run into the city.
Somebody's
to see
just
my
going
parents'
the
house.
Allen's on Jewel Street.
Yes, the Allen's on Jewel Street.
Their
yeah.
son looks like he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I love this town, man. Born and raised, and I rep it everywhere I go, man. I'm very proud of this town. I am so proud of Wegmans.
Why wouldn't you be?
We just got one in Charlottesville.
It's our chief export.
Yes, we just got one in Charlottesville. We just got one, dude. And I hear people around town talking about it, yeah. And I just want to punch them in their face.
It's what like, do they say?
This how it's the greatest grocery store ever. And I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's like they're bandwagons. I was there when it was just a regular, shitty, the one right there.
Orange floors.
Exactly.
Garbage.
Yeah, they had the fucking wood barrels with stuff in it. Yeah, dude.
You just walked, it was just like half the store was a bulk food section. Yeah, I remember.
Exactly, like when Topps was actually their rival, you know what I mean? Back in the day. When,
before they pulled yeah, away with that one.
And they had Walter, remember Walter?
Yeah.
From the Topps ads. Yeah.
You know where I worked. I mean, I don't want to be so local on this show, but when I was a teenager, I lived in Webster and I worked at a place called Hagedorn's.
Never even heard of that one.
It was a local supermarket that was like
Hagedorn's.
Yeah, it's out there in Webster, and it's like it's a locally owned one supermarket place. And you want to talk about shitty? That place, like Topps, was like We had a guy named Walter, too, who worked in the produce section, but you didn't want him fucking touching shit.
I'm pretty – they never show Walter's face in the commercials. There was another really shitty grocery store in the city. What street is Franklin on? Is that – it's not
– I believe it'd be Franklin Street.
Franklin High School is on
Franklin? Oh, Franklin is off of Norton.
Norton and whatever the other major is.
Like Carter and Portland.
I think it's Portland. But there was a really shitty grocery store over there called Super Duper. They ever go over there?
No, man.
Oh, dude, it was awful.
This is this interview is going in weird
directions. It's weird, man. I'm a weird dude.
So particular about like directions? Once two Americans start talking to each other about like where specifically something is located.
Well, you know why?
It's because our island is big. We live on a big, giant place. It's not a tiny island where there's directions. Who needs directions?
Exactly.
I'm going to Joe's house.
We have options, okay? It's either you're either in Mordor or fucking Hobbiton in New Zealand.
That's racist.
There you go.
That's racist.
Actually, you know what? To be fair, I had a friend of mine go on the Hobbit, the world. What is that fucking show? The movie. What is it? Lord of the Rings tour in New Zealand. I had him mail me back rocks from the fake Hobbit town. And I actually have rocks from New Zealand on top of my refrigerator at home because I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. But
Colin Quinn, any Hobbit rocks at your place?
I just have to say, if you two hicks think you're going to be snobs about New Zealand when there's a man from New York City in the room. you must be mistaken.
This guy's from Middle Earth, and you think Brooklyn fucking matters right now?
I'm just trying to say, you guys are going, hey, we'll tell you, you're from New Zealand. I'm going, you sons of bitches from Rochester. You already named every street in it. We're only 5 minutes in.
That's true.
Franklin, I'll name the whole damn town right now.
Do it.
University, East Street.
East Avenue.
East Avenue, sorry.
Half right.
Yeah.
East Avenue. University, Conrad Street.
Nope.
Probably.
It probably is.
Probably.
Norton, Clinton, Hudson, Portland.
Well, either way.
Avenues A, B, C, or D.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, this is a fascinating
interview. I'm sorry. This got too in
the weeds.
Let's
talk about something that matters a little bit. How long have you been doing comedy now, Chris?
It'll be 10 years next January. Actually, on Martin Luther King Day. That was my first time ever going up in Vegas at a place called Pounders.
Yeah. Pounders. Sounds good. Yeah, you ever play Pounders?
Yeah, no, it's a gay bar in Vegas.
That's what everyone always said. Their first said, oh, I thought this was a gay bar. And everybody would be like, then why the fuck did you come if you thought it was a gay bar? So, yeah, I thought I was being clever. That was my first.
I thought I was being clever right now.
Hey, Chris.
I'm surrounded by hacks.
Chris, during your show, you were saying that like that crowd was like real PC and stuff. Did you actually think they were? Is that what you find most crowds to be like?
No, honestly, man, just because of how Rochester is, I think Rochester is really racially segregated. It's I don't really want to get into
Vinny,
this shit.
Sometimes Vinny says the black comics. What does he mean by that?
Shut up! I do not.
What do you say?
I don't say that.
Yeah, I just think that honestly, man, there's a lot.
You're fucking an idiot. Why would you say that?
There's a lot of shit that goes on in the inner city that people hear about on the news, and people have a lot of bad things to say about the inner city. And I've seen the shit they would say on the Facebook news pages. It gets ugly.
But who actually believes that? Like, it's so obvious.
People who never go in there. There's good people that live in the city. Yeah, there's some really bad parts, but there's good people that live there. They're just in a bad situation. And I just think people, there's some white guilt in this town that can kind of seep into a comedy room when you kind of make jokes.
Do they still feel guilty, though? Because today,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I ran out of gas at the side of the road today and, like, got helped out by someone.
Which road? Was it Norton Street?
No, dude, I was on 390 Conrad? North. 390 North. I was, like, on the highway.
How'd you run out of petrol, mate?
I got a text, mate, from my wife going, oh, hey, by the way, just be careful. The petrol gauge apparently is stuck, according to Dad, right?
Ugh.
So I go and I go, okay, I better go get to the next gas station. And 30 seconds later, the gas rod, like, dropped down. And I got helped out by someone, but at the end of it, they said, oh, you can help people, but you've got to be careful who you help. And I said, oh, yeah, there are bad people out there. And the guy was like, yeah, like, you know, obviously not people like yourself.
Oh,
and I was like,
oh boy. See? I think, man, Roger.
It's like that Eddie Murphy sketch.
People in this town, man, I think they are afraid of black people in Rochester. I got to be honest. People are.
Mm-hmm. You're probably not wrong. The murder rate's pretty high in the city.
It is.
And I think that scares some people. And I think there's a lot of suburbs in this town where people just don't associate with it. And
they
all
don't
they do
at
is
all.
Watch the news.
They do.
And they judge. And it's sad, you know, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you live pretty close to the city, right?
I live right in the city. I live right in the city.
Yeah, and when you live there, you know when shit's going down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gunshots.
That's true. But you can kind of get a feel of like when shit's really about to get out of hand. You go, okay. But I mean, I lived in the same house for 18 years, and I mean, I saw my fair share of crazy things. But even now, I'm not afraid to walk out of my parents' house. I come in late.
No,
you know.
But you know, the city is the city, but it's a weird climate that we live in. And you, it is. Where do you live right now?
I live in Charlottesville. Believe it or not,
I do believe it. That's why I asked that question.
I live in Charlottesville. I'm pretty sure everybody's aware of what happened. And it's unfortunate that you have people coming to such a great town and you know, with that message. And I'm glad to see that the people of that town kind of banded together and got those people out. Unfortunately, Heather Heyer lost her life, you know, protesting hatred. But Charlottesville is a great town. I live a little north of Charlottesville. It's pretty hickish up there. I see about, on average, 4 or 5 Confederate flags a day. Mm-hmm. A lot of Trump stickers. I actually had somebody call my wife a nigger at the grocery store when we first moved there. But for the most part, man, people are fairly
A
nice.
A or R?
Hard R.
Hard R.
Hard R.
Yikes.
Yeah. Wow.
So, like, you're from Rochester, and now you're living in the South, and it's a whole different animal just in general.
Yeah.
But you said you were up in Syracuse when everything went down, but you said that you, when you and I were chatting quietly, you said that you saw the ramp up to what was going on. And I'm wondering if you can just take me through that, like what was kind of going on leading up to it, because that's what's interesting to me. That it feels like just a powder keg and the whole thing exploded.
Yeah, it was, because a few weeks before that, the actual KKK came into town.
Okay.
Now, I feel like the KKK, as we know it, is kind of like the blockbuster of racism. Uh-huh. It's just outdated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now this whole, like, they have a group in Charlottesville called the Proud Boys, and now you have this alt-right movement as well, where like when you saw the pictures of the KKK guys, it was like, oh yeah, this is a fat dude from Alabama. He has teeth missing. You can barely understand what he's saying. He's got his camo hat. He's got his everything camo. People, they just looked the part, and there was about 50 of them, and things were tense, but not as bad. But then they announced, like, Richard Spencer and this guy, Jason Kessler, like, hey, we're going to have the Proud Boys here. We're going to do a free speech. Now, instead of hearing a KKK rally, when you hear free speech rally, that's when you know things can get out of hand, because people don't feel like they're racist if they come to a free speech rally. It's just, hey, I'm just it's a free speech thing. But it attracts those
freaking alt-right guys fascinate me, and they also
they look normal,
me.
Dude.
Well, no, they're the reason why I'm never ever gonna wear a polo shirt again.
That's what's scary about it, because they look like guys you work with. They look like guys that, you know, you talk to at the water cooler.
Is that the
cooler.
IT guy from work? What the fuck is going on right now?
Exactly. It's like they can get into groups and say the things that they say and not feel like it's a racist movement. But with the KKK, everyone automatically associates that with, you know, cross burning and lynching and all that kind of stuff. But this alt-right thing and these Proud Boys and this free speech thing, it's the new face of racism. It's the evolved KKK. Instead of the robes now it's khakis.
So they're the Netflix.
Exactly.
So they're from Blockbuster to Netflix.
That's what I said before. Yeah, they're the fucking Netflix of racists. And they get together. It's just a lot of, like, financially and politically frustrated people. And they look like the guys that you work with, you know, or you've seen at the gym, or just guys you see at the grocery store.
What do you mean, guys I work with?
I mean, just fucking with you. Just a regular white dude, you know?
Yeah. Were you surprised at how, like, the percentage of people, like, you're from that, how, what was the percentage of people came from out of town versus the people that were from in town?
And on the quote-unquote right side?
Yeah.
I would say it was probably like 80-20.
Really?
Yeah. 80,
that many from out of town?
Yeah, that many from out of town. I mean, Charlottesville isn't a big town. Yeah, they were coming from Ohio. They were coming from the West Coast. I mean, they were Texas, the further south. They were coming from everywhere, you know.
So, you're in Syracuse when this is going down.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
I remember, everybody was watching.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people marching down the street with torches. You don't see that shit every
Tiki
day.
Tiki torches. No, there are no mosquitoes that
no
day.
No mosquitoes. Yeah,
in Charlottesville that day.
It was late summer. You have to watch out for West Nile.
Yeah.
It's very important. And mosquitoes, they love us.
Oh, they do. They do, man. And it was scary. It got scary when I started hearing the reports of the militia guys.
Right.
You know, showing up with their tactical gear and, the, you know, the ARs and the fucking the combat
just
helmets and the earpieces. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So you're up in Syracuse and you're watching this. What are you really thinking in your head? What was in your head?
In all honesty,
yeah,
I just start, you know, when I'm in and out of my neighborhood every day and waving to my neighbors, and I see pictures of these guys, and I'm like, could this be my neighbor? Like, my neighbor knows that, hey, there's a black family next door, and I know that the husband drives a Prius, and that Prius isn't there. I see his wife's car. There's a woman and a little boy in there. Hey, guys, there's a helpless woman and a child in this house. Let's fucking burn it down. You know, that's the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. And as a father, that's where my mind goes. More than likely, that wasn't going to happen. But sure. As a father and a protector, my mind has to go to the worst case scenario. Sure. And I told my wife, like, look, don't go downstairs. Stay upstairs. You know, mm-hmm. come downstairs, eat. Go upstairs. Don't answer the door for anybody. You know, luckily nothing happened. But that I felt helpless because. And I have guns in my house, and I've showed my wife how to use them. Mm-hmm. But
you have a young kid, right?
Yeah, he's 5.
Right. Yeah, I got a 3.5-year-old. Since like having a kid,
it's not a contest, you two.
No, yeah. I identify with you about that. Like, you always see the worst case scenario. Like, yeah. I watch Walking Dead with a fucking notepad. You know?
Oh, dude, I've been obsessed with post-apocalyptic literature for the last 2 years, and I started seeing a therapist because I was severely depressed. I was almost suicidal at one point, and. I just started listening to all these different like post-apocalyptic books. It's either zombies or like
E&P type stuff. Did you listen to The Passage?
No, I'll talk to you about it later. But
I love how you two made up. Now this is great.
We can bond over that. But yeah, dude, after reading all these books and listening to these books, I'm like, I have a kid. I'm like, I'm fucked. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you had, dude, if it's an apocalypse, you have a kid, you're fucked. Mm-hmm. You live in New York City. You are fucked.
It's not true.
Dude, there's no...
you are, though.
You don't think that you'd be fucked in New York City?
There's, dude, there's no way out.
Yeah.
No.
If you do any... D.C., from New York to D.C., everybody in that area, 99... You're fucking dead.
See you later, mate.
You can't get out. You can't get out.
Done.
You're fucked. That's no ridiculous. No one cares about their one-man show.
You gonna take this, Mr. Quinn?
Yeah.
CQ, you gonna take
That's
this
absurdist.
From your opening act? You gonna take this?
You don't. Exactly. You don't like apocalyptic stuff? You watch Walking Dead or anything like that?
No, I don't like that kind of shit. I mean, I like apocalyptic. I like the idea of apocalyptic stuff. But I mean, you know, I mean, even I'm just saying at my age, it would be like, you know.
It's not thank God. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody young dying.
Yeah.
The fucking idiot.
If you want to read a really good. Novel, listen to one. It's actually on YouTube. It's called One Second After by this guy named William Fortune. He's a good friend of God damn it. He's like a senator. He looks like the Cuba elf. What's his name?
Sessions?
I know who you mean. Sessions, right?
Not yeah. Sessions. The other. He's a chubby guy. But he's a friend of his.
Are you talking about Chris? No, you're not talking about Chris Christie.
He has white hair. I think he was like fucking some other woman while his wife was sick or something like that. I can't think of it.
Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich. Yeah.
That's all you had
he's,
to say.
Yeah, he's Newt Gingrich's friend. He wrote this book about an EMP going off over the United States. Uh-huh. It's fucking terrifying.
Well, what about your buddy Joe List? He likes that shit too. He read that book called the, it's a nonfiction book, but it's about apocalyptic stuff coming called The End of It. He'll tell you what it is.
I
bought it, but I never read it.
Oh, there you go, Colin.
I got bored.
Yeah, I'm listening.
What an endorsement.
Yeah, I'm listening to like 3 different post-apocalyptic books right now. And my therapist said it's like, because I'm always afraid of dying and impending doom and all this kind of stuff. But it's actually kind of soothing to me.
That probably fuels your comedy pretty well.
It does. It does.
I have a little routine about apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. You going to do it tonight?
Ready, go.
I'll do it next show.
All right. I was laugh crying when you were talking about the American Civil War, like coming around again.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because I've been talking about that for a while now, and now it feels more and more like it could happen.
Like it could just jump off.
Yeah, it's almost coming true. Like it seems like that movie Idiocracy is coming truer every day. Like, I mean, the way The Rock is talking about running, and I see people. Dude, tell me, would you not vote for The Rock? Would you vote for The Rock?
No.
You wouldn't? Would you vote for The Rock?
The Rock?
I would. I can't lie. It's stupid.
I don't know. I'd have to hear his policies.
Yeah. Imagine Correct. The, but yes. Imagine the debates. It
a
would
man
just
of
be
policy.
Just.
I mean,
cutting a promo.
Yeah, I mean, once it's It's
what is The Rock's stance on tax reform? Do we know?
I mean, in a way, you vote for.
Do you smell? Do you smell?
What is what you would like a guy like
what America
Rock.
Is cooking?
A guy like The Rock, you like. He has a lot to live for. He's young, good looking. So you want somebody with a lot to live for to be president.
Yeah, he's not gonna have that much time to work out.
We got a guy who has a lot to live for now.
He's old though.
He's almost done. True. He's almost done.
I think he's one of those guys that like yeah. I think he's one of those guys. You know, like some millionaire guy runs a business, but he goes he snaps.
Right.
And then everybody's like, you know, he owns a business. He's completely crazy.
Right.
And the kids are like, that's crazy, but he's still the owner of whatever Ford Motor Company, whatever it is. I think we just caught. One of those.
He's Howard Hughes.
He's the United States. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to last 2 years.
I don't either.
I said that.
I didn't think he was going to.
Where are you in the poll?
You guys want to take bets on like how it's going to end?
He's
going to. What do you think? He's going to walk away.
Think he quits? You think impeached?
I think he's going to hold a press conference to apologize to the press and just open up with a submachine gun.
I can see him doing it, but not knowing how to cock it. And he's got to get somebody else to do it.
I need help with this. Someone come help me.
Yeah. Just the entire world is
clogged again.
It is. Sean Spicer walks out and does it for him. I just think he's gonna walk off. He's gonna say, you know, when things go really bad, he's gonna go. You guys never gave me a chance. I'm not doing this anymore. He's a businessman. That guy has never done anything in his life that he has not had a way out. He's a businessman.
But he doesn't want to walk away. He wants to get impeached so he can release. I was unfairly impeached. The Donald Trump story.
But you know what, dude? It doesn't matter what happens. His people love him so much, it's not going to be his fault regardless.
Listen, Sarah Palin is making a magnificent living off of fans from running for vice president.
Oh, yeah, she's so hot.
That's probably why. I'm sure that like, I'd rather buy her calendar than Trump's. Yeah,
Michelle Bachmann is fucking hot. I like a lot of these.
Crazy hot.
Oh, yeah, like
Michelle Bachmann.
And Ann Coulter. Oof, I would. Yeah, I'm sorry. I like Ann Coulter.
Do you know Ann Coulter, Colin?
Yes. Yeah, she goes to the cellar.
Yeah. She's a nice lady. I hear she's like a great lady to talk
really
to.
Really nice.
You know what? Yeah, I despise that woman until I listened to her on Race Wars. And you kind of see she's somewhat at miss. Like, look, what I do, yeah, I have my opinions, but I have to say crazy-ass shit to stay on TV and to get people riled up.
Right.
It's like she believes what she says, but only to a certain degree, man.
Yeah, I get that feeling about most commentators these days. Like Alex Jones, when he's in court for a divorce, he's like, oh, it's all an act, Your Honor. It's all an act.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Did you see that video of him?
Like, I just want my kids back, Your Honor. I don't believe in the lizard aliens or the frogs making people gay. I don't believe it.
Did you see that video of him chasing a guy across the street?
No.
Oh, dude, he can move, dude.
Alex Jones.
You saw the video?
I saw it.
Yeah. Dude, he took off, dude. I was like, this dude's fucking athletic as shit, dude.
Man,
I'm pretty sure you can find it online. If he can, can he control this TV right here?
I can control that TV, but
I'll let you guys know it's 9:58 p.m.
Oh shit!
So that means minutes. It's
Holy
almost
shit.
Showtime. Yeah. Colin Quinn, thanks for coming in again.
Yeah, sorry for this not.
No, this was actually the best way to spend between two shows.
Yeah,
you know,
thank you,
Chris. Where can people follow you and get information on you?
At Chris Allen Comedy ALAN and Facebook Chris Allen. That's basically, I don't have a website anymore. I wasn't keeping it up. So you can just follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Right on. And you're going to be doing a comedy festival coming up?
Yes.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Rogue Island Comedy Festival put on by my buddy Doug Key in Newport, Rhode Island, the first weekend in October. I'm opening for Mark Norman in Sydney, Washington.
Nice.
So, yeah, it should be fun. Can't awesome. Wait to go out there.
CQ, sorry, you ready to go kill it for one more?
Sure.
All right. That's the end of our show.
All right.
See you for the next one. Bye, everybody.